Park City Manager Diane Foster told KPCW this week that the city hasn't calculated exact amounts of sales revenue that it stands to lose if Vail prevails over Park City Mountain Resort in their legal battle. The conversation gives rise to questions about the various scenarios that could play out. Foster said city staff has run through all of the possible circumstances that may affect the city's bottom line. Park City Mayor Jack Thomas says the city will be okay, although it will force further scrutinization of the budget.
What does this mean to the community? Does it mean that we have to lay off people? No. Does it mean that we have to cut back on services? No. But it does have a consequence, and we'll be looking at that during the budgeting for outcomes process. So, yeah, we're, you know, as a community, we're concerned, but we're also hopeful that this can be resolved.
The city figures there are about four possible scenarios, if not more, that could play out once the legal battle concludes. One, Park City Mountain Resort continues in operation as it has done. Another is that the resort could suspend operations for a period of time. Or Vail takes over all or part of the operation, or that Park City Mountain Resort just runs a terrain park at the base.
If that happens, there will be a consequence and an impact, and we're hopeful that that isn't a long-term solution. Obviously, that would have a cascading negative impact on businesses, agglomeration economies. I mean, it's bound to play out in a negative way in the long term. But we're hopeful that, you know, that both parties, all parties, can see the lack of logic in that.
And at stake is the city's sales tax revenue. If Vail Resorts operates Park City Mountain Resort, sales tax revenue will be in question again because Vail's Epic Pass sales come out of Colorado.
And we'll be talking with the League of Cities and Towns and our representatives to make sure that we're not impacted by someone selling a ticket in Colorado and skiing here.
That's Park City Mayor Jack Thomas. City officials say they plan to be good partners with either resort and deny that they have a dog in the fight on the case, although there are these tax implications. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.